Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to REN's nine-month 2012 results conference call. During today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, the conference will be open for questions and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone needs operator assistance during the conference, please press the star followed by the zero on your touch-tone phone. This conference is being recorded today, Friday, November 9th, 2012. And at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ana Fernandez. Please go ahead, ma'am.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm really sorry for this five-minute delay. You know, we had the strategic plan presentation this morning, and it took a little longer than we expected. It was a huge success, I think. But now we have to concentrate on the results. And I have with me Gonçalo Moraes Soares, CFO of the company. He'll do a brief presentation, and then, as usual, we'll open for questions. Okay? Thank you very much. Gonçalo, please.
Hi. Hello. Good afternoon. This is a new format because some of you are on the phone and some of you are here in person, people that came to attend our Investor Day. And as Ana said, I think it went very well, and it provided more guidance on what our strategy is for the future. But I'm here mostly to talk about the 9 months' result. We believe that REN had a very positive first 9 months of the year, and I would say that they were very much in line with the first 6 months of the year. We were able to grow EBITDA around 11%, sustained by the RAB increase to close to 9%. Also, we had a good performance on the cost side, with core OPEX coming down close to 3%. And that contributed to the fact that our net income grew close to 3% also, despite high financial costs and some non-recurring events that we had in this quarter and that I will explain later. Also, CAPEX, as expected, and as we said in the first 6 months, has reduced significantly and is now down 46%, which is more or less in line with the first 6 months. Final note is that we concluded important refinancing milestones, namely the 800 million China Development Bank loan, a 300 million retail bond issuance, and also several commercial paper renegotiations and extensions of over 500 million. Let me take you to slide 4 directly, as slide number 3 is just the main KPIs of the company, to touch upon CAPEX. As I said, CAPEX has reduced materially, in line to what we had said in the last quarter, to around 125 million, that is less 46%. We do not expect CAPEX to reduce as much at year-end, but that being said, I think that CAPEX will still come down a material amount, I would say around 40% or in the high 30s would be my guess. In terms of transfers to RAB, we are growing versus 2011 materially, so more than 83.8 million. That is a significant increase. That is mainly driven by the Sines terminal that was concluded earlier on, and also by some investments on the electricity side that were concluded on the third quarter. Going to slide 5, you can see how we have this RAB growth divided between several items. And clearly here and again, and this is the clear trend, RAB growth has been concentrated on the part of electricity with premium. So this part already represents a significant amount of our asset base, and it clearly is the part which is growing vis-a-vis electricity without premium, being that the natural gas part is more or less constant at one-third of the overall asset base, and that land also is reducing a long time as they are amortized. This has pushed the average ROAR from a figure of around 7.6% last year to around 8.7% now. We believe that efficient CAPEX execution within regulatory targets is one of the key priorities of the company, one that we've shown that we can do well and one that we intend to continue doing as well or better even. Moving to the next slide, you can see how rev remuneration and return on rev split between electricity and gas. Basically, on the electricity side, we see that the increase in rev remuneration comes one-third for the increase in asset base, but mostly it comes from the increase in the ROR, which represents more or less two-thirds of the overall increase. On the gas side, as you know, the return on assets is fixed, still at 8%. It should be noted that this increase in rev is also offset on the other side by the smoothing effect related to the Sines terminal. We are now starting the process of negotiating the new regulatory framework for gas for the next 3 years, and it will be defined in the first half of next year. We would love to give you more detail, but at this stage, there's still a lot of uncertainties, but our basic belief is that gas regulation will converge with the electricity one. Moving to slide 7 and talking a little bit about OPEX, we can see that overall costs have decreased around 3.4%. External services have increased due to cross-border costs. This is the same as past quarter, mainly driven by the fact that Portugal is importing more electricity than it did in previous years, and it has much to do with how much rain we have and how generation is affected by this. We also had some non-recurring costs relative to the privatization process, which are almost all of them already accounted for as of now, and only a small amount should be due for the fourth quarter, but they will all be included in the account at year-end. But in this quarter, they still have some impact. And these two effects were not completely compensated by lower O&M costs, which decreased materially, and which have been a driver of efficiency recently here at REN. Personnel costs also came down as we continue to drive efficiency, both in the operating companies and in the back office function. But they also came down, as we was already explained in last quarter, due to some non-recurring impact. There was a small non-recurrent impact in this quarter of around €500,000. But that being said, we are very confident that this item in terms of cost should continue to go down next year, as we are now advancing with some important restructuring projects that should start to be implemented early next year. That being said, I don't expect that in the fourth quarter this item specifically will go down as much as it did in this one. Because as you remember also, part of the reason that costs went down was that we had some limitations due to the fact that in the beginning of the year we are still a publicly owned company, which now is not the case anymore. Going to slide 8, basically just a look at costs, at what we call core OPEX, that is excluding pass-through costs that are fully recovered in the regulatory tariffs. And in this case, reduction has been around 2.5% vis-à-vis 2012, which is a clear sign that we are committed to delivering the ambitious targets set out by the regulator. Let's look at EBITDA in slide number 9. You see that the overall increase of 11%, which is spot on exactly the same as it was in the first 6 months, is mainly driven by the RAB remuneration increase that we've already covered. And it's the same effect that we've seen previously. It's hydro lands that are decreasing as they are amortized, and it is the gas smoothing effect. Well, as you know, some years before the Sines terminal came into the investment, into the RAV, into the asset base, we were having positive smoothing effect. For instance, year to date, last year, we had around 3 million positive effect. And from now onwards, we're going to have a negative effect until more or less 2016. But it should be from 2013 onwards declining in value. In terms of own works, the evolution is explained basically by the lower personnel costs and also by the lower CapEx. It's very much the same as it happened previously. And finally, other is mainly driven by the evolution of interest on tariff deviations, as these vary from negative to positive in any given year. Going to slide 10, and looking below EBITDA, we can see that depreciation evolution is very much in line with RAB evolution. We can see that also net financial income is clearly the item that increases more. It has increased 38%, but at a lower pace in the third quarter than it was in the first 6 months. This was also the case because last year interest costs started to rise more at the end of the year. This increase in net financial income comes mainly from the increase on average cost of debt, which came from 4.5% to around 5.7% in the first 9 months of 2012. This increase is partially offset by a reduction in taxes due to some non-recurrent impacts last quarter. We also have, and I wanted to point this out, a negative impact from an impairment which we had already recognized partly in 2011. This was resulted to some interest we had on some old tariff deviations. We are still discussing this with the government, but they were provisioned more or less in half last year, around 2.6 million, and the rest of it was provisioned in this quarter. And so we don't have anything else to provision relating to this anymore. Going to slide 11, we can see that in terms of net debt, the main thing that stands out is that of the 210 million increase in net debt, half of it comes from tariff deviation. So the particularly, difficult here in terms of this item. We have seen, recurrently in the electricity part, some errors in forecast that have led to some consistent deviations in our disfavor. And this year, because of the fall in terms of electricity demand, this deviation has become even greater. And this represents half of the evolution in debt. This is money that we will recuperate later, but meanwhile, it has been increasing our debt. That being said, we are still able to decrease slightly net debt to EBITDA from what were last year's levels. So let me just conclude before opening up to Q&A. So I think we have, again, a tough context in Portugal. It's not getting easier, but we were, again, able to deliver another strong set of results with EBITDA growing strongly. I think most of all, what we see is that results in REN have an inherent stability in them, as we can see in the first 9 months of this year. Also, CapEx is coming down. We expect it to come down, I'd say, a lot this year, but still not as much as it has come down from the 9 months in 9 months compared to last year. One last item that I would like to say is that as of refinancing, we think that the major part of the work this year is done. We have refinanced the 2013 peak, and we have several refinancing initiatives either already approved or ongoing in the next weeks that will be refinanced into 2015, which was something that we presented today on the Investor Day. Investor Day was an excellent opportunity to present to everybody our new strategy and our new business plan. I urge you to go to our site and read the presentation. We'll be here to clarify any questions, then, and myself. Additionally, we'll be doing a roadshow in the next few weeks, so please get in touch with Anna for details if you want to meet with us where we are going. Thank you very much, and let me now open the floor to any questions you may have relative to these 9 months as a result. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press the star followed by the 1 on your touch-tone phone. You can withdraw your question at any time by pressing the star followed by the 2. And if you're using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. Once again, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press the star followed by the 1. As a reminder, if you're using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before making your selection.
Operator.
Yes, ma'am.
We have a question from the audience here.
Okay, great.
Okay. Let's see if we can hear the question.
Okay, hi, it's Carolina Doris from Morgan Stanley. My question is on the regulatory receivables, because you had already the proposal from the regulator on the tariff increase for next year. How are you seeing your regulatory receivables evolving in 2013, and when do you expect them to be fully cashed in?
I mean, as you know, regulatory receivables vary along the time. Sometimes you have to receive, sometimes you have to pay. What we can say to you is that we think that this year, although we always feel some pressure in terms of being conservative in the forecast, and therefore there is always some pressure to have some tariff deviation, I think that this year was particularly acute in the sense that nobody had forecast such a big decrease in terms of electricity demand. So I think that there was some reset also in terms of the regulator and everybody in the market. So I expect that when we are now making the forecast for next year, this will be taken into account. Of course, the regulator is always conservative in the way they make their forecast, but I would not expect that they would make such a big that their forecast would have such a big difference to reality, because as I said, I think that for everybody this was a surprise. Of course, the economy still has its challenges, so we are not certain how energy demand is going to be reflected, how it's going to evolve exactly next year. That being said, we are in discussion with them, and we feel and we hope that we will not have such a big impact next year. We will see.
I would just like to add that according to the law, receivables need to be cashed in by the company in the year after, or to say the latest 2 years from now. So this is not really a tariff deficit. It's something we are going to receive in 2013 and in 2014, the latest, with interest.
And once again, ladies and gentlemen on the phone lines, if you'd like to ask a question at this time, please press star 1. If you are using speaker equipment, please lift the handset before pressing the star key. Ma'am, I'm showing no audio questions at this time.
Okay, so thank you very much, all of you, for being here. And you know where to find me if you have any further questions, okay? Thank you. Have a nice day and a nice weekend. Bye.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude our conference for today. Thank you very much for your participation. You may now disconnect.